So we had started, we did the idea of covering the challahs and the two reasons. I saw something interesting in the Deir Shum. It was a famous shum from Ramosha where they asked, what if you had like a yeshiva or something, maybe like a simcha, where you have different tables set up, but not everyone's making their own kiddush at that table. You follow, like you have like a head table, right?
Right. And then,
so do you have to cover the challahs at your own table and someone else is making the... Like a school Shabbaton, right?
Yeah. They always have to put napkins on everybody's.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Everyone's quick. Oh, they're so cute. Everyone's running to put the napkins. So you see, you have to do it or not. So Moshe says, yes, you do. Because if you think about it, the two reasons that we said yesterday, I'll read you, he brings it down over here. Anoshim rabim hayoshim soviv kama shulchanos, right? You're seeing a lot of tables. Anochos lifnehem pas bechol shulchan. Everyone gets their own little set of challah rolls. So it brings the Igris Moshe in, or Chaim Chilik Hei, Simen Chof. Sha'af im yoitzim yedei chovas kiddush me'odem acher echot, meaning one guy's making it for everybody. Chayavim heim lechasos es hapas shelifneihem. They have to cover the challahs on the table. And he goes through again the two reasons we said over yesterday. There might be a third one. Let's just say the two reasons we said yesterday was either that because it's a busha, right? Because you're making the bracha on the you're making hagefen before you do the hamotzi, or because of a zeicha leman, right? So it's miman shah. Either one of those reasons, you'd have to still do it. Right, hey, if you had time, shekisu pasu who zeichel lemon, right? Kevan shechovas hakisu einu machmas hayayin ela machmas hapas atzmo. It's on the pas itself. So then, hey, if you had time, she lo yisira hapas bushoso. Okay, fine. Shemikol makom yesh lepas boshes shemakdimin lo es hayayin. Chayin das gerus and Karlitz. Okay, meidach das v'shlom zalman Orbach shemir shabbos kehilchosa. Shelfi hatam shelos yo hapas busha. So it shouldn't be embarrassed. So he says ein sarach lechas hapas el hamakom umi shetoim mihayayin. So in that case, that'd be the nafkamina. According to v'shlom zalman Orbach, it'll be the table that they're actually making the kiddush. I guess that why? Because at that table where I'm sitting at, table number 37, right out here, so then what? There's no busha because.
So maybe if everybody has their own challahs, maybe only the one making kiddush needs to cover his challahs. The other people are just standing and listening. I mean, maybe just
at the table, at one table, or at many tables.
At one table, let's say. In other words, there's one table, someone's making kiddush at the table, and they all have their own challahs at their place. Perhaps you could kind of maybe that only the one making the kiddush needs to have it covered because his challahs are
even though it's on the same show.
His challahs are the ones going to be embarrassed because he's making kiddush.
That's not that. I hear you're saying that's not the story of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He's saying at that table itself to do it right. Shlomayis enogim lahakir shlolachasus esapas and nimtzis al hashulchan asachem. Says nice, we're not knowing. So if you see people running around doing that, I thought the meaning is the way.
That's because people don't think about it. It's not even so much that we make it. Just don't think about it. You know, it's not the usual. Normally at home you cover your challahs, and it's in a different situation. Like you're not in your home.
Meaning a person, Baal Batish saying we cover the challahs for kiddush. Oh, so now we're going to do it. They don't make a whole cheshbon. And what's the reason why I'm doing it? And is it my table? Is not my table? But I thought the opposite. I thought the minhag is not like this. I mean, I always see when people are always rushing around last second to go around covering the challahs, right?
You see some people that they do and some people that they don't.
Right. And what about mizonos? Do I have to cover mizonos? So what would that be?
Mizonos had a kid. You know, kiddush and shulim.
So you have to cover the mizonos. So I'll read you what he said, and then I had a horror. It says, "Bekiddush oisim al mini mizonos, ein lahakel toamim miayin hakiddush." That's Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Ring Shmuel Sav. Same thing. Shlechol hatamim ein tzrichim lechasas apas. Because you wouldn't have to. The fit time shlos yiras apas busha also mishum shein lahakel toamim miayin. Right. So that what do you mean? You have to do it because it's a busha. It's not a busha.
Mizonos doesn't always necessarily come.
Wait one second. No, it does. No, mizonos does. Mizonos does. Right. The simon to remember that is maga eish, right? Maga eish. You're playing with fire, right? So mizonos gefen eitz adam shahakol. That's the simon to remember. The kedima. Suppose he says, "But lefishet hatam shakisi hu zeicha lemon mishum she'ein tzrichim lechasos as." Ela pas hamoil lechem mishnah ach lo mizonos. So you only have to cover something that you'd be yotze lechem mishnah with, and you're not yotze lechem mishnah with mizonos for it.
Any food should be covered because.
So that's what the chumah bring from Soloveitchik that we're working with these two.
Man can taste like anything.
Oh no!
Any food should be covered.
Morning. No, so Rav Soloveitchik was mazmachmir to cover everything before Kiddush. Because there's a third reason. We've been working with these two. Again, either it's a Zeichel Aman, or it's a... it's Din Kadima. But there's things the Rashman brings in Arbei Pesachim, there's a call the Yakud Shabbos, that you're bringing out now the meal, the covered Shabbos. In the times of the Gemara, they didn't have the set physical table like we do. You made Kiddush, and they physically brought you your table. You know, like you have this, like, I don't know what they're called, like the TV dinner stands, those, like, little, like, little, you know, when a person's sitting Shiva, they had those little, like, folding tables they set up so a person eats their meal right there. They don't edit a real table. You know what I'm talking about, right? The little, like, trays or whatever. So that was the way they used to serve your seuda in the times of Chazal. You'd be sitting, you'd make Kiddush, and they would bring mamash the table in. So it's, I think it's the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that's the inyan of covering the chalas. It's ke'ilu like you're bringing this suit out now for Shabbat. You didn't have a suit there. It's like make-believe. You know, play a little kid. You cover up the meal. Boo, here it is. Well, peekaboo, here's my meal. So you cover this. You cover
it's
everything.
Like the woman covers her eyes when she benches lift because she's making the bracha afterwards.
She gets the hana afterwards. Okay. Okay.
So
according to that, you should cover everything. That's the Rav said. Nothing. The table's not there. So he would cover the gefilte fish and he would cover the mizonos. He'd cover everything. They don't bring the salve chicken in the deer shoe, but I'm saying that's what the Rosh Minhag was.
Wherever food happens to be on the table at the time you're in Kiddush.
Everything. I think if I remember correctly, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen also does that, covers
would
everything.
Would it be a higher level then to just bring the food after you make Kiddush?
Okay, yeah, Yinachinami. I'm not makpil on this. You know, mice, if someone puts out, my wife puts out whatever, like dips or salad or something before, you know, we make, yeah, I don't cover, we cover the challahs. We don't, but there is what to say for those who have that. One third prat he brings down. What about covering by Shalosh Shudas? What about covering the challahs for Shalosh Shudas?
Oh, yeah, I have a bag of rolls on the table.
Yeah, so let's think about what forget the third reason. Let's just work within our two.
There's no need.
So if it's what? Kadima. If it's in Kadima, right? Because most people are not going to be making Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas at all. Shidas Haram is to say Kiddush by Shalosh Shudas. But they do it by Emsa Hasud. They don't do it.
The
Chassidim do it. Yes,
they have Kiddush.
They make a Brit Mila Goffin. They make right, yeah. Which is yeah.
You see on some benches, you know.
Right, by the Zemiros, so everyone they stand up. Hashem Melech. Okay, it's beautiful. Yeah. But so if it's a Kiddush reason, no. So I'm not gonna do it. But if it's Zeichel Aman,
then yes.
Then yeah, right.
Zeichel Aman, but the Zeichel, maybe you could say that the Zeichel Aman comes during the time when you're making Kiddush.
Zeichel Aman is a Seuda. Zeichel Aman is a din in Lechem Mishnah. So it has nothing to do with Kiddush. And according to that reason, right?
Then you should cover them.
Yeah, so Rav Willick holds, you should cover your challahs by Shalashivas. He writes, Le'inyin Kisei HaPasmus Sudash Lishis. We spoke about, I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. What's the difference between Shalosh Shudas in Sudash Lishis, right? So in Hebrew, the correct thing to say is Sudash Lishis, right? It's the third meal of Shabbos. So the Boston Rebbe said, what does it mean Shalosh Shudas, which means three meals, right? If you touch, you hear what he said?
This
could be Makatrik. Oh, the only reason the Sultans, the only reason they're eating is because they're hungry. They eat a meal every night. They have a Suda. There's nothing special about their, now they're making a Suda for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second meal, everyone has a breakfast. Everyone has a morning meal. It's normal. When you have a third meal, it shows that you're doing this Lishma. So really, that Suda, the Suda Shlishi, is the third meal you're eating. It's really Shalosh Shudas. It's really you're getting all three meals coming punked at that moment, because now it's showing Megala Milsa. I'm afraid that all the meals, all the seudas, all the zmiros, everything we had for on Shabbos was really for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he brings here, Kasav Aruch HaShulchan, She'ein Darcheinu La'asos Chein. He says, our minug, you know, David Lifshitz used to call the Aruch HaShulchan the Nevarka. They say over there, like when David would want to ask, like, "Vuzgazok the Navardik." What does the Navardik have to say? So he'd open up the Orach HaShulchan. They used to use the Orach HaShulchan was a very popular, important sefer in turning Pesach Halacha. Okay, probably the Mishnah Berurah now more days, but going back already. But Hosi adds on. Right, he held that the ikar was really the embarrassment there aspect, and there's no embarrassment when you're not making Kiddush, right? Okay, fine. So the Aruch HaShulchan was not Chassidic.
I guess the Chassidim who make Kiddush by Shalosh Shudas,
but even that. they cover anyway, but I'm saying even that, it's not a kiddush at the beginning of the suit. Like you said, you look in the Zemiros, it's done throughout. The Skinu Sudasa, the Kiyam Mastaza.
So they don't make
it
at the beginning?
No, it's not made at the beginning. It's made, they stand up. There's different minhagim, obviously, but there's different, it's not made at the beginning of the suit. Even there, you're not going to be, what's it called? V'chein ha'inohi ha'chazon ish. Right, that was his meaning. Neidach ha'ishal Avram, the Bachosh is a kosov shenochem lechasas esapas gam besuda shlishis. So it's a machloikis when we do it.
I guess the shasus you don't have to make it at the beginning because there's no there's no isser of eating before.
Right, Christ, right, okay? Exactly. Yeah, there's right. It's not a matir. I'm allowed to eat before I hear kiddush. Correct. Very good. All right, so those are a few pratim we want to speak out. So we were discussing. A good Nerev Shabbos, a good Shabbos Nachum. We'll continue on Mirat Hashem next time with the different minhagim about the standing and sitting.